one last breath, the four winds blow.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be doing some very exciting things in the future, and the future is now. And taking your calls and X Spaces commenters. You want to visit thealexjonesstore.com. That's a new URL just out today. Believe me, there's amazing products on the page, some of the best t-shirts out there. But more importantly, it funds the InfoWar, and you can get incredible prizes at thealexjonesstore.com. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the InfoWar and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000, and when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Been working with Nate Hughes and his crew for a while. They're in Bentonville, Arkansas. They got their own Made in America knife company and t-shirts and everything. And when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's over 30 amazing t-shirts. They're the ones that design the t-shirts for so many folks like the Hodge Twins and Steven Crowder and so many others. They've got next level t-shirts. Ours are great. I design them, so I'm going to be quite honest. Most of our t-shirts are not this badass. Well, these are our t-shirts now. Thealexjonesstore.com. We need funds to get more reporters back, to expand, to fight the tyrants during this key election. Look at those t-shirts. Look at them if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, these are in stock. These are made right here in America, printed in Arkansas, ready to ship to you. And I help with some of the concepts on these, but their concepts are even better. These are badass t-shirts. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put in your email for free, and you get entered to win this awesome truck. And then every time you buy products, you get put in 5-10 times into the sweepstakes or the raffle. And we're not going to spend the whole show on this in this hour. We're going to go to your calls, go to your spaces, because Nate Hughes is a patriot. He's a J6er. He didn't want to get into it, but just like Owen, right now he's facing prison time. So the owner of the company, he's trying to stop that. I know you want to get into the case, but you did absolutely nothing, of course, just like Owen. And it's just all part of the dragnet, absolutely criminal in my view. But your whole company are patriots, and it's full of veterans, and you're just kicking ass, and you've been doing a great job for so long, and it's wonderful to be working with you here. So, Nate Hughes, tell us about this truck and the offer. We're going to be doing this every few months now. Whatever happens to InfoWars, we're going to continue on together. You're a great sponsor, but these are the best shirts out there. They are over-the-top cool, and I'm so glad that I'm not the one designing T-shirts. Some of our shirts are pretty good. Some of them have been great, but on average, you look at them, it's got a good message, but it's a B+, not a 100 like you guys. I mean, you guys are kick-ass. These are InfoWars, Alex Jones-centric shirts, but a lot of other great stuff as well. They are amazing. If you want to fund the InfoWar, go there and get in the raffle for the free truck. There's going to be a lot of other big giveaways coming up. So, Nate Hughes, you're an amazing guy. Love you and your partner and crew. They're all just badass patriots. It's like the Dukes of Hazzard I'm working with or something.
That's right. Alex, appreciate you having me. And we're just some rednecks from Arkansas who like partnering with like-minded people and making money. So, we came to Alex and said, hey, you know, let's turn up your e-commerce. Let's print some shirts. Let's do some hats. Let's do some promotions, right? So we like giving trucks away. We've done it for, I guess, about 3 years now. We've been in e-commerce, I guess, 6 or 7 years. And it's like this is a match made in heaven. Let's give away a badass 2024 Ram diesel pickup truck sitting on 40-inch tires. And, you know, to get energy, go buy a badass T-shirt. So it's a win-win, and we're excited. So.
By the way, I'm not trying to hype this. I never drove his car, but the, you know, the style of trucks from Dodge came out a few years ago, and I love Dodge. I drive, you know, Dodge Hellcat, but at the same time, got rid of the Dodge Demon I had. But I've driven a lot of trucks, and I've you know still drive a 12-year-old Raptor that I love, and it's great because I love the truck. And back when it came out, it was the best. But Jesse James, I'm good friends with, has a big black and gray. One of these same trucks, and we drive around in it sometimes. It's super smooth, I noticed, but I hadn't driven one. You know, you guys said, hey, we want to do a truck giveaway. And I said, well, the baddest truck, I guess, is these. You said, well, that's exactly what we're thinking to get. So when you came down here and we shot this video a week ago, I it's so smooth. The turning in it is so close. It's like you're driving a sports car, and it's a diesel, turbo diesel, but it's so fast. They say, folks, this is the baddest truck in the world right now. $138,000. Is what it's worth. 10,000 cash on top of that you guys threw in, and people can enter for free on the site, or when you buy stuff, you get entered a lot more to do it. It is a total win-win. It's just exciting to celebrate this level of Americana. And so we were on the same page when I said, hey, you know, how about you want an armored vehicle or some kind of Humvee?
Tank. But wanted to do a tank. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's because we wanted to sell the armored vehicle you know, that we've had for the years for funding. And the trustee said, no, don't do that. We're going to sell that off. Okay, whatever. This turns out to be better. Folks, down the road, when I'm able to get another truck, this is what I'm going to get. Okay, in fact, we picked out the one I would want, and they got it. So this is maybe you don't like the badass Army deep green with the black and the little tiny red pinstripe, because I don't like flash, but a little bit of it I love. This thing is sexy. I think I might marry it.
Yeah, it's a nice truck, Alex. It's from American Expedition Vehicles, AEV. They upfit these trucks. So they take a loaded Ram, you know, diesel pickup truck, and then they, you know, they'll put 40 or 50 grand into it between, you know, a suspension system, wheels and tires, engine performance, bumpers, you know, the whole nine yards. So they do interior stuff too. So, you know, it's new seats and all that good stuff. So I would say, it would be my dream truck too. I've had a lot of diesel trucks throughout the years and stuff, but this thing has everything. It's got the lift. It's got the 40-inch tires. It's got the Cummins turbo diesel. It's got some kind of Banks tuner system on it, which is nice. So it's a cool truck, and somebody out there is going to win it. An InfoWars listener is going to win this truck. You know, it's free to enter, or you can buy one of the badass T-shirts, thealexjonesstore.com. And I don't know. I mean, this is a dream for somebody who ever wins this truck. So brand new truck, $10,000 in cash. And I believe we're flying them in, right? The winner.
That's an idea I had, but yeah, we'll do that. We'll fly them in and have them on the show, and hell, we'll buy them lunch.
Definitely. I mean, if you've got a smoker here, I mean, I can throw some ribs on and maybe a brisket, and we'll have a barbecue.
So. You brought some great ribs last night.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were some good ribs.
Where'd you get those? It was a good place.
Where did we get those? Cooper's.
Oh, that's a good
Cooper's
place.
Barbecues, yeah.
That's good.
We tried to go to Terry Black's, but there was like a 4-hour wait, so I think we'll have to try that next
Terry time. Black's is great, but I mean, the other places, once you get up there, it's so good, you really can't tell what's better.
Yeah, we have decent barbecue in Arkansas. Shout out to Wright's Barbecue out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'd say they're my favorite one, but Austin, Texas barbecue is next level. You can go to, you know, anyone on the corner and get great food, so.
You're getting me hungry.
Oh, let's go.
Three food groups. Barbecue, Mexican, and Italian.
Oh, I love all three.
So, seriously, though, you guys do these contests. They're very successful. They support the talk show host, the broadcast, the fight. The enemy doesn't want us to have an economy. This is very exciting. And you guys are going to add, you're producing the knives as fast as you can. These are custom made right here in America. Those will be on the site soon because you sell out so fast with the factory you've got with veterans and all the rest of it. And you got a former police chief that runs it, great guy that we've played promo, super smart. So there's going to be knives on there soon. There's going to be great supplements that are being tailor-made, the very best and hottest. This is the AlexJonesStore.com. Very excited.
Yeah, Alex, we're going to have – this is just a start, right? So, you know, the T-shirts, the hats, I think we're putting some decals up there today. Knives are coming. So we have DMOKnives.com. It's made in the USA knives, made right there in Arkansas. We'll have a new knife drop coming up. The last knife drop we did – I think, you know, it sold out in, what, 36 hours?
Yeah.
So it sold out very fast. So if you want one of these knives, you need to go to dmoknives.com and sign up for the early drop list so you don't miss out. And then we've got new supplements on the way, too. So some really good stuff coming. And I'll tell you why we like doing these giveaways and why they work. So what we do is we partner with talk show hosts, podcasters, you know, anyone with a show, anyone with an audience, right? And we give the host the ability to give back to their fan base, right? Through just supporting them. So it's very easy. You know, you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, you support Alex, you get entered to win a truck. Like it's a win-win, it's a no-brainer.
It's fun.
So it's very fun.
Well, I just found the truck I want.
Me too, I want it too. I'm kind of jealous.
Well, but I'm not just saying this, folks. I've, because my you know, Ford's got big tires and it's great and I put it through hell, but and I even had the rear alignment fixed recently because it just rattles all over the road. I'd given the truck to my dad, but then with the bankruptcy stuff, he said, you can use the truck. So it's not even my truck anymore. But the point is, I love the old truck. Had a lot of fun in it. But I got to get rid of it once I drove this. I don't know how it's so smooth. Folks, it's as smooth as a $100,000 Audi, a German car. It's ridiculous. I don't know how Dodge did this.
This is
insane.
So it's got Bilstein shocks all the way around. I don't know, AEV, the company that did the upfitting on it, you know, they go above and beyond with suspension systems and stuff like that. So it's not, you see a lot of these leveling kits now that, it makes your truck ride like a damn covered wagon after you put it on, right? But for some reason, this truck rides really smooth. So it's got great shocks, great suspension, you know.
Not really smooth, insane. I mean, the turning on it.
Yeah, it turns great. Yeah, it's unreal. It drives better than a stock truck now. We were driving this down from Arkansas yesterday, and some of those roads just south of Dallas are a little rough. And it was like a little bit of a roller coaster going over them, right? But this truck just takes it. You know, it takes it, and it rides good. So,
well, Jesse James swears by it. He's got one. And, I mean, his is black and gray. But they're just gorgeous, man.
Yeah, it's got the... You can look up there on the screen. It's got the fog lights. It's got front lights, backup lights, a whole nine yards. The only thing that I would try and do to this truck, just because I'm...
By the way, Joe Rogan drives this too. I forgot to tell you that.
He's got one, yeah. Guaranteed.
His is a gas, though. What's the one looks just like
it? It's the TRX.
Yeah.
The TRX is like the half-ton version. This is like its big brother, I would call it. This is the big brother. It's the diesel, right? The only thing I would do to this is maybe twin-turbo it, but you've got to be a little crazy.
Yeah, Joe's is twin-turbo.
Yeah, makes sense.
This is single turbo.
It's a single. So it's a Cummins turbo diesel. It's got a Banks tuner system on it that came with it. And, man, it's a sweet truck. It runs great.
And I'm not named Robin. It's just true. Like, this is the hands-down baddest truck there is.
Yep. Yeah, and someone's going to win it. That's the cool part, right? You know, and all you've got to do is go to the AlexJonesStore.com and, you know, put in your email. You can put in your email and get a couple free entries, I believe. And other than that, you know, you buy a hat, you buy a T-shirt, you get a number of entries per
person. And again, believe me, folks, I'm always so honest, it's ridiculous. I'm like, our T-shirts are good and they fund us. And this one is actually really cool, I designed. These are all badass. Who are your T-shirt designers?
So we have three in-house. Kim, if you're listening, here's your shout-out. So we have an ex-Nike designer that works for us. She's actually a transplant from Portland, Oregon, had to get the hell out of there when they started taking over the city, Antifa and all that kind of crazy stuff. So... we've got great designers in-house, and the best part about it is these people are patriots, right? These people actually give a damn about their country. They care about, you know...
You're facing... I know you're not supposed to talk about it. How long in prison for being at the Capitol outside?
5 to 8 years right now. So...
My doctor, they raided her house and stuff. She was just outside the Capitol, did nothing.
It's...
I mean, that's how many people they've dragged at it.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people, and... I don't know. I never thought I'd see our country come to this, kind of where we're at. But, I mean, it's here, and we got to face it, and we have to face it head on. And I don't know, do what we can to try and make this country great again. So,
good Lord, I just can't believe it.
Crazy. You got to stay positive though. You can't get black-pilled. You can't get negative. Once you go down those negative thoughts, it drags everybody down, right? So we got to stay positive. We got to be excited about, you know, the election coming up in what, 55 days? Is that what it is? We got to be excited about it. We got to get everybody we can to go vote, right?
Because Trump says he's pardoning the J6ers. He'll do it.
I heard that.
So you really want him to win?
I'd say so.
Good God.
Yeah, we're living in strange times. I would say 10 years ago, if you ask the majority of people what's going on, you know, if you ask them, hey, what's going to happen in 10 years, right? Most people wouldn't say this right now. Most people wouldn't say that, you know, people are going to be thrown in prison by whoever's administration is in there. And, you know, there's going to be all these people that are invading our country. And I don't know. It's just we live in crazy times. So,
Nate, I want to take calls and spaces, folks. We're talking about the debate last night. You were here watching it with us eating barbecue. And when we had some pizza for everybody, but it was great meat and barbecue with pizza. Just as a patriot, as an American, as a Arcadian, I guess you would say.
Arkansan.
Arkansas, that's right. I always get it wrong.
You're good.
It's north of Texas. Part of it used to be part of Texas, you know?
True, it did.
So you just ran off from us. Anyways, getting serious.
We're just hillbillies. We ran into the woods. So.
That's right. Back there with the moonshine.
That's right.
But seriously, what did you make of the debate last night?
Obviously, you look at X, you look everywhere, you look at social media, you see, all right, you know, what are the talking heads saying, right? My analysis as I was watching it would be, okay, Trump came out very strong, right? And you noticed in the middle of the debate, when you got into, you know, abortion rights, right? You could see the moderators kind of flip, where they started to almost poke and prod at Trump. Every little thing they would say, it'd just be another little thing to get him to off his game, I would say. But I would say, total, I don't think it's going to move people either way. If you're voting for Trump already, you're not going to go vote for, you know, Kamala after this. If you're voting for Kamala, you're not going to go vote for Trump after that. I feel like it was a wash. I'd love to see another debate, you know, moderated by someone else. Like, it would be sweet if Rogan would ever moderate a debate, right?
He'd never do that.
I don't.
But they definitely piled on.
Yeah, they definitely piled on. And I don't know. The one thing is, the media, every time they do this, they get exposed. Every time they... whether it's censorship, whether it's cutting someone off from answering a question, they get exposed every time they do stuff like this. So, I mean, I think in the end, I always look at the betting pools, right? I look at Polymarket, I look at Bovada, I look at all those sports books, right? And I want to see where the money is going. So the money didn't change a lot after this debate. Polymarket, I believe Trump is still up a couple points, but I look at where people are putting their money, and I don't think that debate changed many opinions. If not, it solidified Trump on the economy with some people, I would say, but I'd say that's it.
And I had the head pollster at Rasmussen, they're one of the most respected in the state, and he said Trump is getting way more support in 2016 and way, way, way more than 2020. And he said, barring fraud, basically, it's a win.
I see, like... I remember 2016. I remember going into that election and, you know, the media's, you know, oh, Hillary Clinton's going to win, 90% chance of her winning. And I'm like, she ain't going to win.
Some of them said 98%.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, I really didn't think she would win. And looky there. I woke up.
It was mainly the New York Times. The day of the election, they said 98% chance.
Yep. We had a party that night at the house, and I got a little drunk that night, I believe, because it was the election. I don't really drink anymore, but that was a party night for the election. I woke up at 3 a.m. on the couch or in the chair, and I'm like, oh, my God, Trump won. Turned on all the lights in the house and ran around the house. We were excited, right? So going into 2020.
I don't really drink anymore either, but I was actually drunk that night, too, on air.
Yeah.
Not really drunk. I think I was drunk by 3 a.m., but yeah.
Yeah. Then 2020, I thought, you know, they'd clamped down more. You had gotten banned. You know, there was a lot different, I guess, media scene in 2020 versus 2016, so I think it was a little different. But going into this election, you have people like Elon Musk. You have a lot of these, you know, Silicon Valley guys. You have the crypto bros. You know, the...
Because everything's on the line.
Yeah, everything's on the line. I think people understand that this is a turning point in our country, and if we don't win now, we're never going to win, right? Like who would be the populist candidate after this?
I mean, they're already throwing everything at us and all the charges and all the criminal activity and cheating. They know they've got to sew it up like Venezuela. I mean, we're looking at where they still have elections, but they're not real.
Yeah, we will turn into Venezuela. If we get a Kamala and Tim Walz administration, I feel like it's just a speed course headed for 2030, headed for hell. So I don't know. People need to get out there and vote. And not only that, check your voter registration. Go to vote.gov, check your voter registration, and make sure you're registered to vote at your current address.
And a lot of times you'll find out, even if you weren't a registered voter for a while, somebody else is voting. They do Gallup polls and like something like 10% find out they voted, they didn't vote. Somebody's voting in your name.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or your dad or mother died 20 years ago, make sure they're not voting from the cemetery.
Yeah, the dead voters always...
James Earl Jones is not going to be voting Democrat for
it. He probably will be. You know, all the dead voters somehow vote Democrat, which is crazy. But that's the one thing with this. It's not right versus left, right? People talk about, you know, Republicans versus Democrats. It's the people versus the corrupt system, right? And Trump is on the people's side. He's the populist candidate, right? So the media really tries spinning that into a right versus left thing when it's really not. But they don't want us coming together and making it, you know, we the people versus the corrupt deep state uniparty system, right? So I don't know, this is a big election, and you've got Act Blue. I'm sure you've seen all that stuff, how Act Blue is pushing money through small donors' names,
and Project James Veritas O'Keefe. And James O'Keefe and all these groups go knock on the doors and they're like, I make $40,000 a year, I didn't give $200,000 this year. The Democrats, they go, well, here you did. And they're like, my God, someone's using my identity. Yeah. You bet they are, sweetheart.
Yeah, James O'Keefe goes and knocks on their door. Hey, did you government assistance?
He walks up to trailers. I mean, some people have given like $800,000 in 3 years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Guys like, I don't got no money. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So how do we stop that, though? How do we stop that from happening? Who is going to stop that? Are there state attorney generals that are going to stand up?
And then I had these whistleblowers on last week, the great guys at Muckraker. They got 8,000 names from a federal whistleblower of kids from 2 years ago, as late as this they could get. And they went looking all these places, and they just go up to some house. And a guy comes over and goes, yeah, I had three kids. I just gave them to somebody. Slam the door. And they don't even know their names.
It's crazy.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. We live in the strangest times of my life. I've got a little boy on the way. He'll be here in about 2.5 months. And I'm like, damn, raising a kid in this system is just tough. Like
But our ancestors went through a lot. You got to double down. He'll always be proud of his daddy.
I agree. That's why I'm like, all right, don't get black-pilled. We stay positive and we go win. So,
well, our ancestors were amazing. We've got to do the same thing.
I agree.
They're going to look back on us. We'll beat this. It's going to be rough, but we're going to win.
I agree. We're going
to
win.
All right, folks, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Check it out, thealexjonesstore.com. Nate Hughes is here with us from Bigley. I promise I'm going right to your spaces and right to your calls. I'm going to get to all these calls and some more spaces. Straight ahead, spaces straight up. We got Chase Geiser in the control room. He'll be going to you, punching you up on air. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. But remember, you want to support the M4, get incredible T-shirts and other great products, and get a chance to win this truck. You can do it for free just with your email. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Enter right now.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.